2-0 win, and Trent down a little equipment. Because Trent, you know exactly what I'm talking about. You destroyed a batting helmet.
Yeah. That one hurt. I'm not going to lie. That one hurt a bit.
All right, so describe what... So people, if they weren't listening, you fouled one off your face.
Yeah.
What happened there?
Coach had a steal on and said if I saw a good pitch, swing at it. And I saw a good pitch, but tailed a little inside, and I popped it straight up into my forehead.
Yeah. Now, so what's that dude out there? He's going through the concussion protocol. What's he doing to you? Like,
Making me follow his finger, just touching the spot, seeing if it hurts at all or if I'm blurry.
And you were lucky.
Yeah, I was very lucky.
But your pitch call, what were you calling for Jared? Obviously, you and him have caught and pitched to each other, so many times.
I was calling a lot of fastballs, but I started to mix it up towards the end a lot because he was losing a little bit velocity, but I was still calling a lot of fastballs towards the end too because they weren't really hitting them hard, and when they did hit them, it wasn't anything special. So,
all right, what did you tell Hunter when he came in?
Throw strikes, get us out of this game, get us on to the next one.
And we didn't want him to use up too many pitches because we need him against Sheboygan,
yes,
right?
Yes, we do.
And he only used one.
Yeah, so got 104 left.
That's right. All right, Trent, give your shout-outs, man.
Shout-out to my friends, family at home, and all the Eskimo fans listening.
And unless Marquette shocks the world here, we get Sheboygan, and
yes,
they wanted
do.
Us, and we wanted them. Is that right?
That game's been on my calendar since day one.
All right, man, and you give your... You give yourself some rest now, and we'll see you in a couple hours.
Thanks, Jack.
Okay, Trent Lawson, everybody, in our